You should be warned, the upcoming episode will be full of unfiltered, off-the-cuff discussion. As such, you should consider this your spoiler warning.
Hello, my name is Kyle.
My name's Ryan.
And when our powers combine, we form...
Experience Grind Podcast.
The only podcast, I already fucked it up, so we're just rolling now. We're not the only podcast with four white guys talking about stupid bullshit that doesn't matter, but we're not the worst.
You said we're not the only podcast with two white guys. We have four!
Exactly, we do have four today. We have special guests in their studio. We totally are here invading their space and making them feel weird. We're joined by Tyler and Dave from the Tadpod Podcast.
Hi. I'm not white, Hello. Though.
No, yeah, you're not. No.
Neither am I. It's your very offensive.
Yeah. In fact, I think you guys should leave.
I'm sorry.
We're Irish and East European. It's totally different.
I would have picked Native American.
European?
Not really, no.
No.
No, not at all. No, hi, guys.
What, am I like an eighth Cherokee? Something like that. Let's go ahead and derail this from the start. Let's talk about our ethnic heritage.
I don't know, but I have been tempted to do the Ancestry.com DNA test.
So have I.
See, how expensive is it?
$100.
I thought about doing that for her birthday.
Yeah. I think when you do it, that's
getting
when,
your Ancestry getting my, for her
so
birthday.
You know, like, here's what the baby will be made up of someday. Happy birthday.
I think when you do
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
That's,
in advance.
That's when the government gets your stuff. They're like,
they already got it because my iPhone home button gets my thumbprint. So they already got me. It's not a big deal.
Damn.
Plus, I think they can track DNA through sperm, so I'm out.
Well, then yeah. My sock drawer is a variable pile of evidence. It's bad news bears.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
You turn the lights off in my room and it's like the laser tag place with the black lights. Just fucking shit everywhere. It looks like a Banksy.
Just play some Pink Floyd.
It looks
man.
Like a Banksy.
Yeah, man. Play some Pink Floyd.
It's all good.
Fucking trip out,
Let
man.
It play.
No, so, hi, guys. I said that twice already. But,
that's cool. I like it.
I feel very greeted.
I do. Cool.
I remember the very first time I heard your guys' podcast, I wrote you guys, and I thought it was weird because Tyler's voice looks like it would come out of Dave's face and vice versa. I always thought that at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I was very...
That's racist.
I was very...
It is.
It is.
That's
I know.
Facist.
Racist.
You're a facist. Yeah! Fascism. You're a fascist.
We need a drop for
is
that, I feel
Is
like.
That what that comes from?
Yep, fascism.
Faces? Trading faces?
That's my favorite Eddie Murphy movie.
Trading places?
Trading faces.
Oh,
no, trading faces. It's when he becomes a fat woman.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's where this is a white man on the bus and in the bank.
That's race off.
I want to take his race off.
That's the Eddie Murphy, Nick Cage movie.
That I want to take his race
That was the worst Eddie Murphy laugh.
I knew who it was, yeah, so no, it wasn't that's the true. Worst. The worst is probably way far off of that. I don't know, that was pretty good still.
I can't
I feel like the worst would be like,
Eddie Murphy!
This is already the best thing we've ever done.
I'm telling you, man.
Done. Podcast over. You guys got it. That's it. That's it.
Can we do, can this be the new, can we just combine our podcast?
I would love to do that. Yeah. Can we just, I'm into that for sure.
I like this. This is a lot less work for me. I like
it. I'm telling you, you got to get a sound engineer.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Can we get you, like, to trade teams? I mean, what do you think?
How
we're the Yankees
we
of
have?
Podcasting. So.
That's
we're,
true. Yeah.
We're the Florida B team.
Like, I don't know sports. So, no. Dolphins? That's baseball, right?
That no, is football.
That's football.
Yeah. Heat. Miami Heat. We're the Miami Heat.
That great actor Dan Marino from Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
You mean he plays a sport?
He just wants some gum, man. He just wants a piece of gum.
Laces out.
Yeah. Why Ace got to be a jerk and not give him gum?
See, I know I'm doing good when Melissa has to massage her face from laughing.
Did you guys realize Dan Marino looks a lot like David Hasselhoff?
No, he does. No, he totally does.
Buddy comedy movie. David
Ooh.
Hasselhoff, Dan Marino.
Ooh.
Right?
Or they could reenact Dave and Dan from the 90s.
What's Dave and Dan?
Yeah, the Olympic guys that did Burger King commercials. That's all I know them for.
Oh, sound as you know Andy knows about
this. Yeah, you remember those? I just open a dusty memory door.
I have no recollection of this either. I'm sorry. I got no idea.
I remember seeing it at Burger King, and I remember, like, even as a kid being like, I'm too young to appreciate this.
I remember the BK kids, and they had the kid in the wheelchair.
Wheels.
To get everybody in. And I had his
blonde
toy.
Hair? Or?
Yeah. And he had a backwards hat and the cool 90s
wheels.
Glasses.
Yeah.
And there was VidKid.
There's. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember VidKid. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which one is VidKid?
He is the. Here's the thing. I feel like Burger King spent a lot of money on like that as a marketing tool for kids, and it did not fucking work at all because it's like, what was VidKid's thing? Video games, maybe? I don't know. I don't remember.
This might be racist. Wasn't there a black kid with
I remember the kid in the wheelchair
top?
And the black kid.
He had a high top, it was like your stereotypical diverse black kid from the 90s.
You're not racist.
Based
Burger
off
King
kid or
was.
Play.
There was like an Asian girl with pigtails.
I was going to say there was an Asian girl too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, was there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Never an Asian male in any of these. Always
I feel
an
like
Asian
there's
female.
Always an Asian girl. Like Power Rangers is the same. Asian girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was the yellow one.
Trina, yellow. Because you had the red was the Native American. The black was the Black Ranger.
Was the red guy Native American? I thought he was just a Caucasian.
Rocky.
Dude.
No, Rocky was totally Native American.
What fucking Power Rangers were you watching? It was Jason.
Jason. No. Rocky was from Three
was
Ninjas.
Yeah.
Three Ninjas.
Oh, I am thinking of Three Ninjas. You're right.
Man, so, that's a good pull.
Complete transparency. I'm really
You know,
drunk.
The Blue Ranger, Tum Tum. You know.
The Blue Ranger, Tum Tum, for sure.
I mean, it's Billy. Billy
and
Kimberly,
their leader in the glass with the face,
Rum-tum,
Grandpa.
Rum Tum Tigger.
Oh, I don't know his name now.
Zordon.
Grandpa? Is it Rambo?
Zordon.
He said Grandpa.
Grandpa was what Rocky Colton Tum Tum, their sensei, was Grandpa.
Was Rob Schneider in that movie?
No, he was in
He was Grandpa.
No, he was in Surf Ninjas.
Oh, my
Surf
God.
Ninjas? You know,
I know that the guy had the Game Gear.
Yeah,
that
dude.
That
could predict the future.
That was Surf Ninjas.
And the
bad
guy
was not Three Ninjas.
No, Surf Ninjas
God
was...
Fuck.
And it also had Leslie Nielsen as the bad guy.
In
what?
In Surf or Three?
And Surf Ninjas.
What about Beverly Hills Ninja?
That who was
Chris
the bad
Farley.
Guy?
Chris Farley.
I only remember Chris guy? Farley, but I don't remember the bad guy.
Was Tia Carrera?
Wasn't he
movie?
A dog? That's Beverly Hills Chihuahua. No.
That's the best one. George Lopez finally nailed it. I was waiting.
Yeah.
George Lopez show didn't quite get me there, but Beverly Hills Chihuahua 3.
Boom.
Chihuahua calls. That was a good
Chihuahua
one.
Chihuahua calls.
You were George Lopez.
Don't build the wall of Trump. We need more
I was
of this.
Like, this guy. He's going to blow up. Just wait. Just wait.
He's going to have a show on TBS. Just wait for it. Conan's going to roll in and kick his ass out.
Which was
Now I'm confusing George Lopez with Carlos Mencia. Now I don't know which one's which.
Yeah, Carlos Mencia is not a friend of our show.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. Why? Please talk.
We just don't like him. No. There's not much of a story to it. We just don't think he's funny.
Yeah, not at all.
Who would? Think Carlos Mencia is funny.
What's his real name? I used to know his real name.
It's Wally, I think.
It's something very white.
Yeah, Joe Rogan would call him out because he's actually German.
Yeah,
he's
not even Hispanic,
right?
What?
I saw a video of his early stand-up.
He's a joke stealer.
Yeah, he's a joke stealer for sure. You know. You got it.
No, I do. That's why I brought that up.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You've been.
Are
out
you
of the
accusing
loop.
Me of not knowing?
I'm saying this is the first time you're on the page. Yeah, you do know you're Carlos Mencia.
Okay.
I like it. No.
All right.
Oh my God.
So the Wizard is a 1990s.
Is that what we're talking about today?
We're gonna try to. Who the hell knows what's happening here?
Did we even
just our
that
favorite
yet?
Wizard?
No, we haven't.
No,
yet.
Okay. His real name is Ned Holness.
That's what it is.
Holness.
Yep. Holness.
I think we know that name. What the fuck is up with that name?
Holness.
Holness.
He's all about the hole.
Ned.
I mean, I can actually get behind that. I give a few points to Carlos now.
Well, I think we all love holes. It's just the origin.
Can we all agree that we love holes?
We love holes. Yeah.
I mean, Shia LaBeouf killed it in that flick. See, I turned that back.
We all wear orange jumpsuits and dig holes.
I've never seen Holes.
I never have either.
But I think it was directed by Bruce McCulloch, wasn't it? From Kids in the Hall. And it always made me want to see it, but I never have.
I think you're right. It's got Sigourney Weaver. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the warden... principal of whatever the prison camp that children get sent to is. I don't know what that is.
I'll rent it right now and we can do live commentary if you want.
That's. I would love to do live commentary. So wait, you rented the Wizard? I rented the Wizard.
I rented the Wizard on Amazon.
Yeah,
like $4. I totally did that too and didn't download it illegally or anything.
No, not at all.
Did you splurge for the HD?
I think I did. I played it's like $4.
Yeah, I went in extra. I was like, if I'm gonna watch this,
that's what I did too. I was like, yeah, we're gonna do it. Let's get in.
Let's do it, man.
In for a dollar, in for a dance. Yeah, let's fucking do it. Yeah, I watched it. It was I don't know, man. Did you guys watch this movie as a kid?
Yes.
You did?
Yes. Yeah, I loved it.
Loved it as a kid.
Yeah, it was great.
I remember watching it as a kid. The only part I remember is him getting the high score in Double Dragon at the beginning.
50,000.
And then people being blown away by that. And I didn't care about scores as a kid. I was like, is that good?
Still don't care.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know if that's good or not. But I think everybody else is very impressed by it.
I think that's the sign that this movie was like made by adults who were used to like arcade games and not like home console games.
Well, I'm more impressed by beating Double Dragon as opposed to score. Like your score. Yeah.
This whole thing was like a marketing thing set up by Nintendo of America to show off Super Mario Brothers 3.
That makes sense. I've heard it called a feature length commercial.
And the spoiler, not the spoiler, the trailer fucking spoils it.
I haven't seen the trailer.
I've
not seen the trailer either.
Because I showed the trailer to Melissa and Brandy Jr. last night. Like, hey, you guys want to watch this movie with me? Let's watch the trailer first. They were both thoroughly confused. Like, what's this movie even about?
Right.
Because at the end of the trailer, they show like the video game playoffs or whatever that they go to, and then opening up Super Mario Brothers 3. They fucking ruin it in the trailer and do everything they can to not mention that it's about video games.
Well, that's the thing, though. The trailer has to show off that Super Mario Brothers 3 because that was, like, the reason people went to see this movie.
That was a draw,
Like, to see this new game that's coming out.
Right.
Remember, it blew my mind as a kid because I had no idea it was coming out. So I was like, oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure I saw it after Super Mario Brothers 3 was out.
See, I was like, this is coming out.
Coming out, and then it was like I rented it like the next day.
I think I'd already played it. Like, I didn't get a Nintendo till Super Mario Brothers 3 was already out, so I had like the first three Marios and all that shit. So, like, I mean, it wasn't anything huge to me, because I guess I'm a little past the actual demographic of this movie,
like, as far as age goes,
like, everything was already out by the time I had seen it. So,
do you know what year this movie came out?
Was it 82?
No, there's no 89. Way it's fucking 82.
Yeah,
Nintendo wasn't even out in 82.
I don't know,
it was like late
80s. Way ahead of its time. Yeah. It's way
it's futuristic.
Oh man, I gotta rethink everything then. This movie got it. This movie got it right.
Set everything up.
All the movies that I compare it to have changed.
Yeah, I would have been like 3 when this movie came out then. So it was way past my time. I didn't see it until I was in college.
I would have been 5 in 89.
Yeah, it was 89.
What?
I was born in 84.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I'm older than you.
You're only 2 years older than that. That makes sense, yeah.
I'm the oldest person in this room, I think.
No.
Wait, let's get the ages. Let's get ages.
Do we care?
You go first. You're 35 in June. Yeah, I'm older than you, unfortunately.
Oh.
No,
congratulations, you're not the oldest student.
Man, you need to rethink some choices because you definitely look older.
You aren't anywhere near you should be at this age.
My secret is I lead a clean life. I just masturbate a lot, so
it's recycling.
Yeah. It gets it all out of your system, and you swallow it back again, so you don't lose your essence.
Yeah. Like the snake eating his own tail.
The Aurora Borealis.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'll be setting up callbacks all night.
A Dave eating its own cum. The Aurora Borealis.
People don't know that the cum holds little particles of your soul in it.
Yeah.
It's like the sneezing and then somebody saying bless you to keep your soul in. That's your cum. Every time you cum, a little bit of your soul goes.
Yeah, every time your dick sneezes. Like, give me your soul!
That's why old men are so crotchety and just decrepit.
They've come on everything.
So much. Just so much cum.
Lots of dick sneezes.
I'm going to go ahead and wager that I have jerked off way more than my grandpa ever did.
I don't know. Call it. Pageant of the soundboard. Let's call
him. Your grandpa has.
Yeah, I think I have. I can safely bet that and feel like I have jerked off way more than my grandpa has.
How cool would it be if, like, your family just had a contest where it's like, it's like the Seinfeld contest, but instead of not masturbating, it's just like, who does it the most?
And there's like a family crown with the family crest on it, and whoever has the most at that point gets to wear the
it's
crown.
It's a crusty fucking crown.
Every peak is a dick. Yeah, all the way around.
Wear it with pride.
All right, we got a 20-year bet going on. Okay, here's the whiteboard with everybody's name on it. Every time you jerk off, come here, make a tally mark.
We're using the honor system.
Honor system.
For sure.
You have to come in a cup and deposit it in the family bucket, and then make your tally mark.
What do you do with that bucket?
What
whatever you
that's
want.
That's what I want to know. What's that bucket doing by itself?
He poured on her whore face.
Where were you on that show, Dave?
Yeah, let's take that out.
Yeah.
I had to.
No, for sure. Where the hell were you on that setup, Dave?
Look, I was trying to keep it polite. I figured I was pushing it. I love it. Family coming contest, but I was wrong.
Oh, no. Everybody, five generations in one bucket. Yeah. That's the way you go.
Yeah. That's how Carrie should have ended.
They're all going to come on you. They're all going to come on you.
I think I have seen that version of Carrie.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Come,
Carrie Triple come X, a porn parody?
Sure. I was trying to think of something, but all I could think of was cunt carry, and that's not very original.
Just coming. That's straight up.
Yeah,
coming.
There you
what
go.
Was, what was the name of the sequel?
She it jerks like off guys with her mind.
Rage, right?
Yeah, Carrie 2 the Rage, and it had the dude from fucking Home Improvement with his still that god awful.
Tim Allen.
Fucking no.
Tim Allen was in Carrie 2, Electric Boogaloo.
The oldest son.
Zachary was in. His name was Zachary. Zachary. In the show, but I don't know Zachary. His actor's name.
I can't remember either.
Right, okay. Nope. Gotta find out.
He always had that god-awful 90s haircut, with the bowl cut.
The fucking blonde kid, right?
Yeah. The kid who played Mark, right?
No, Mark was the youngest
Zachary.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mark.
Zachary
no,
was
I'm
the old one.
The oldest one that also got...
Mark was Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
No, that was the middle.
That's Randy. Randy's the middle, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
I just remember
I'm pulling it up.
Gets caught smoking weed.
I remember that episode.
That was a good episode.
Home Improvement?
Man.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
They had a weed episode?
Oh,
they sure did.
The 90s hated weed.
They sure did.
Zachary really Ty Bryan.
That's it.
So then what was his name in the show then?
Brad Taylor.
So who was doing sweet bong rips on Home Improvement?
Richard Karn.
Yeah.
No!
I believe that.
I would totally get Anderson. So stoned with Al. Like
I'd watch a podcast of him just bong ripping by himself. And just like musing on life and tools. I'm into that.
I thought it'd be funny if he was just in complete silence.
Yeah.
Oh, just ripping
just,
by himself?
That's all, just a single camera. Just like he's watching something off screen.
You got me. Yeah. I think that's even better.
Just
20 that's
minutes
good.
Of continuous bong ripping.
He's got to have the flannel, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Which is why I don't think he worked as a host on Family Feud, because he didn't wear flannel. He had the suit.
Oh, he was... I like Richard Carmen. He was bad.
He was really bad on Family Feud.
I liked Louis Anderson.
No.
Yeah, Louis Anderson was okay. Yeah. It was the guy from Seinfeld that I really didn't like on it.
What guy from Seinfeld?
Jay Peterman. Yep. I can't remember the actor's name. Yep.
Wait, was that Seinfeld? I thought that was...
Jay Peterman?
Oh, it was Jay... I always thought he was from Drew Carey. But you're right.
He may have been on Drew Carey from time to time. I don't know.
The very uptight, blonde, white-haired guy.
Yeah, tall dude with white hair.
Who ran the magazine that Elaine... Wait, you're not a Seinfeld guy. You're just getting into it.
I'm into season three.
I don't think he's shown up yet.
He's not shown up yet.
Oh.
It's not till Elaine works for the clothing magazine.
She's probably on Mr. Sock Dude. I can't remember his name right now.
Yeah. Pitts.
Mr. Pitt?
Pitt?
No.
Pitt or Pitts?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I can't remember either.
They just, Elaine and Jerry just finally stopped seeing each other in season three. Like, there have not been other guys.
Spoilers.
Like, season two. Yeah. For a 30-year-old show now. Yeah, like,
30 years old, yep.
Jerry and Elaine
Seinfeld and Bonanza. They were the same block.
Yes.
And there's like a will they, won't they right now.
I don't remember. I thought that was like season two, but.
Season two, they ended. They stopped it. But like they're still like dragging this shit on in season
three.
Oh,
they still hook up every now and then. Yeah.
You know they do.
I never found
Elaine
attractive.
And then she did the sexy voice recording and then everybody was back on her. That's right. Season three. Mm. That's where I'm at right now.
I was never on Elaine boat until she got like the new hairstyle. I didn't like Elaine with the curly hair.
I'm with you.
Oh, man.
I'll take Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, yeah.
She does it for me.
She was my top five, in my top five for a long time.
Yep. Yeah? Yep.
I was always a Neve Campbell guy. Neve Campbell was my number one.
All right.
Why?
Wild Things.
Wild Things.
Yeah, Wild Things explains a lot.
I was more kind of...
I mean, I like Denise Richards more than I like Neve Campbell, but I like Neve Campbell.
I never was...
Yeah, Denise Richards, yes. Yes, but it's like, please don't talk. While I know you and while we just don't talk.
Dude, hey, she played a scientist in a James Bond film.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. What's the movie where she plays a scientist?
And the only way she was convincing is when you compare her to Tara Reid
as a scientist.
That's the only time somebody's like, yeah, Denise Richards as a scientist makes sense.
Have you read about how horrible Tara Reid was on that Wild On show on E?
No.
She did that for a few years.
I didn't know she did a Wild On
show. Oh, yeah. It didn't last that long because she would just like party all night long and then just refuse to do segments.
Didn't they replace her with Brooke Burke?
I think so. I think Brooke Burke came after her.
Because yeah. Tara Reid was just impossible to work with.
A disaster.
Just a walking train wreck.
Blackout drunk every night, then like, come on, we have to do our daytime going on. No.
It's 3 p.m. I'm still drunk. Leave me alone.
It's a good life.
It would be not bad.
Yeah.
Until you lost it all and had a weird tit fall out on the red carpet.
That's probably the worst part.
Yeah.
Pepperoni surprise.
That bleached pepperoni just sewed on there.
It looks like, okay, so we've talked about this on Tadbog before. Like,
it's one of our high searches.
It is. Yeah, it is. Like
Tara Reid tit?
Yeah, our SEO results are like Tara Reid nip slip. Like that's like at the top.
Bailey J and Tara Reid's nipples. That's what gets us.
All up there, buddy.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
So because of that, I've had to find images of her nip slip.
Sure.
And what I've noticed is that in my mind I remembered it as looking like a giant old world pepperoni. What it actually looks like is a goat's eye.
It's
how they got those like rectangular pupils.
Yeah,
it looks like a goat's eye.
Yeah, for sure. It's totally creepy.
Yeah.
Mia Khalifa also has some fucked up looking titties.
Wait.
Yeah?
What's his word?
Mila Kunis?
No, Mia Khalifa, the Middle Eastern porn star.
I see. Yeah, you're right. She's got the full scar going around.
Weird.
I could still do it. It still works. But you're right. It still doesn't look.
Did they cut it and then just replace it? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think they took it off.
They
implant.
Did the half moon, shoved the implant in, and then it was a bad scarring.
Looks
terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, throws me off. Can't finish my stroke contest for the family.
I will look this up.
Yeah, the scar around the nipple or then the one under the boob.
Yeah, that one always throws me off too. Nope. I don't know which one's worse. Just keep it natural, girls.
I agree with that.
Screw that butt.
Yeah. Would you say it is a whore scar?
A whore scar?
Or a whore scar.
Whore.
I'm going to stay out of this one, guys. Yeah. You guys just work this one out.
I don't know what you're going for here.
I don't know what's happening right now.
No.
It's for the best, I think.
All right, so pick something from the wizard and bring that back up.
Why do I have to do this?
Because I want to see what you come up with.
So we can all agree this is a bad movie?
It's not great.
It's not a good movie.
Is it fan service? Would you call it fan service?
Yeah.
I'd say product placement.
Definitely product placement. I don't know if
that you have
service.
Like the Nintendo helpline in it, like those things, the Power Glove, which was...
Fucking Power Glove. Do you think the Wii Remote worked really well? Imagine it 20 years ago.
Now, all right, so let's talk about the Power Glove. Did you guys have any of these Nintendo peripherals growing up?
No.
I had the stomp pad, the track and field pad. Mm-hmm. I did have that.
My cousin had that, and then I had a friend who had the Power Glove.
The Power Glove was awful.
I remember it. Yeah. I thought I was obsessed with it, but yeah, it was bad.
I had the NES Advantage, which was the joystick.
Oh, yeah.
Very good for a very limited supply.
I hate that it took both controller ports.
Yeah, that did suck. But it had that turbo, though, dog.
Yeah.
Made some things a lot easier.
I had the joystick that my dad got me to play Top Gun with, but then he would just play Top Gun instead of me.
Fuck.
It was like one of those excuses I totally got this. Get away. I'm playing.
Yeah.
It's like, Dad, I want to play.
I'm waiting to use that one. That's like my whole in with the Switch.
Just push him out of the way.
Well, it's like, well, I'll tell...
I've got this for Henry.
Yeah.
I'll
tell Nikki.
Dog.
It's like, well, let's get this for Henry.
Yeah.
That's why I told Melissa I wanted to get two Switches. One for me and then one for the girls. Yeah.
You tell him it's for him, and then when your wife walks away, you're like, don't you ever fucking touch this.
You look at this, and it's over.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. You will be living in the garage.
If you're lucky.
Try me. Try me. I dare you. I like that they rented a plane and then decided to throw it in the first 40 shots of this movie.
Wait, what?
I don't even remember that.
When he's walking down the highway.
Jimmy's running away.
They have this plane searching for him. It's very obvious that they put it in the budget to rent a plane. They're like, let's put this in every shot.
That's fucking funny, dude.
I like that part.
Mm-hmm.
So is Jimmy autistic?
Yes.
They wouldn't say that then, but now I think he definitely
was autistic even a thing at this point.
If he is autistic, it's like incredibly fucking wrong, because it's like, well, he saw his sister drown in a river, so he's autistic.
Now, yeah, right? That's what the switch is.
Like, looking back, it's like really weird.
He caught Asperger's from that.
Right, so, yeah, exactly.
Because it's contagious.
And like, it's 1989, they might have even asked doctors, like, could this do it? And they're like,
yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. We're pretty sure.
It makes you, yeah, so kids are drowning their sisters trying to get good at video games. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll test it.
Trauma equals idiot savant.
Yeah. If this would have happened now, I could totally see, like, BuzzFeed posting that story, like, kids are drowning their sisters to try to get good at video games.
Yeah.
It's bad news. It's all this game's fault. I see that happening.
And Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, of course. He's at fault still for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I remember those times.
The Marilyn Manson times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when he was blamed for everything.
Mm-hmm. And then Eminem came and got some of the heat off of him.
He removed his ribs so he could suck his own dick.
Yep.
Of course, man.
Yeah.
And he's Paul from the Wonder Years. So.
Yep.
All of those things are true?
Yeah.
What?
Confirmed all of those things.
I didn't know that last one. Paul from the Wonder Years?
It's not true.
That was a rumor when I was a kid, too.
We're talking about this guy.
I've never heard of that rumor before. That blew my mind. I remember,
I can see that. What? He does look like
that. I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had the Wonder Years. I saw a shot from the Wonder Years reunion. It wasn't Marilyn Manson.
Oh, so. I wish that they would have invited him just to be like, oh, yeah, you remember this?
Wouldn't it be really cool if they're like, yeah, they just decided to troll everybody?
Yeah, I would have been on board with that for sure.
And he was on stage just sucking his own dick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, the 90s pre-widespread internet were a wild time.
Yeah, no one knew what the fuck was going on. No one knew it was true.
No, mm-mm. Not at all.
We just think we do now, I think, because we've got a lot of information.
You just fake it till you make it, bro.
Yeah, that's how we roll.
Well, the girl from this movie is in the Postal Service.
Jenny Lewis.
She's in the Postal Service?
And Rilo Kiley, and she has her own band, Jenny Lewis.
Oh.
Yeah, she's really good.
I thought it was the girl from the John Candy movie Summer Rental, but it's not.
No. It's Jenny Lewis. She made it out to Hollywood and then didn't like what she did and then became a musician.
She didn't like The Wizard? Like, what?
Well, I mean, would you? Like,
she kissed Fred Savage. She's like, nope, yeah, done.
I have low standards. I think I would have watched it and been like, look, I'm in a movie. It's pretty good.
So the bounty hunter in this movie, he's just a child molester, right?
He's a kid bounty hunter.
Yeah. Like, he's paid so by weird parents to chase down and molest their kids. That's really what is happening here.
Yeah.
I need to show my kid what the real world's like. Here's $200. Chase him down.
I'm going to pay a grown man who looks like a child molester to hunt my child across the country.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy looks like Steve Buscemi. Let me hire him.
Yeah.
Make sure my child is unmolested.
Do you think Steve Buscemi looks like a child molester?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's pretty safe, right?
I think Howie Mandel does. I don't know about Steve Buscemi.
Howie Mandel does not look like a child molester.
Shaved, I think I could see it.
But that said, he did do Bobby's World, which is about a boy, so maybe he has some issues.
Just about
there.
A kid who got molested and retreats into his own false reality to deal with it.
And it also,
Bobby's World.
I enjoy that headcanon a lot. That's very nice.
It also does seem like a really good front to be like, hey, want to hear impressions of a child? Let all of them come in here with me. It'll be fine.
I think that's why he blows the glove up with his head, because then he's like, yeah, you put this on your head, and then the kid passes out.
Did that shit.
Total molest city. That's the way that happens.
That's like barely a comic.
Gloves are way cheaper than alcohol. Yeah, here, just put this
around your head, kid. It's fun. Watch, I can do it. And then the kid's like, I can't breathe.
Doesn't have the lung capacity.
Good. That means it's working.
Do you think
The Wizard?
This movie. I don't know, man. Like, it was like the precedent of like the esports movement. Like,
yeah,
this shit is actually happening now, which you would never dream of happening in 89.
It was pretty weird. I remember watching it as a kid.
Why is that a reach? Explain. I think because this was a fucking video game tournament that people traveled
to. It was a video game tournament that never happened in real life that they just made a movie on, and then this shit didn't happen again for 15 years. And
exactly.
Like, they were on to something. I don't know if they were.
It's ahead of the time. That's what we're saying with this movie.
I don't think it was ahead of its time.
It is.
I think it was exactly in its time, and it's best left forgotten. And I watched it 3 weeks ago, and I can barely remember anything about it.
It is pretty forgettable.
Right?
I can tell you this. I love this movie as a kid.
Yes.
I... we haven't mentioned this, but we've like rescheduled recording this three times.
We have to. Yeah.
And it's like, that's not a big deal.
No.
Because you guys are doing all the fucking traveling. It does not matter to me. But like, so what has happened is I have fallen asleep watching this movie three times. Yeah. And it's like always at the same point too, which tells me there's a problem in the pacing.
Oh,
like,
for sure, for sure.
Because it's like, there's a scene where they go and like, they're at a bus station and they're trying to buy a ticket so Jimmy can go to the video game apocalypse competition.
That's pretty early on.
I know, dude. It's like 30 minutes in and there's like, he's playing Double Dragon and then Fred Savage is walking. I was like, hey, bro, good score. And then they leave and then I fall asleep every time. Like,
you like watching Todd's brother, Bo, played Ninja Turtles and being very excited by it and doing the over dramatic.
Now, Bo Bridges in this movie. Can I just say, good acting.
He's killing it.
Yeah.
And then Christian Slater, like, I would watch another movie with those two just hanging
just
out.
Just them, though.
Yeah.
Just them finding another kid.
Yeah. Completely unrelated to them. Just, they're the new child bounty hunters from this.
Oh,
they replaced that guy's business.
It.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we write this?
Let's do it, man.
All right. I'm going to be a hater.
Please.
Name one movie where Bo Bridges was good.
I can't name another Bo Bridges movie.
I don't know.
He's the guy you go to when you can't afford Jeff Bridges.
This is like or Todd. Todd Bridges.
How many
when
he
Todd
you
know? Bridges?
He's the black guy from that 80s sitcom.
That 80s show?
That
Wait,
80s show.
I never saw that
80s show or an 80s sitcom?
In the 80s.
That's a deep
one. I'm going to look into IMDb two more times.
I can picture it.
What?
Different Strokes.
Yo.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Todd Bridges was totally that
Who'd he play?
He was not.
I asked you that because I saw you change your webpage on your phone. I just figured I'd be a dick.
He was not the short guy. What the fuck was
Gary
his name?
Gary Coleman?
Gary Coleman.
No, he was not Gary Coleman.
He was the other one that doesn't get molested in the bike store.
Yeah. This is like since we've
that
started
this. That
was
his character name, not the molested black fellow.
This is the fourth time I've visited IMDb since you guys have been here, so let me look through. Okay, Bo Bridges. Let's see if there's any other good Bo Bridges movies.
No.
Name them. Let's do it.
Let's see. Actor, 197.
Jesus Christ.
Never mind.
There's no, like, 97 of those are TV appearances. I guarantee you.
TV appearances. Masters of Sex is good. He was in 21 episodes of that.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, as grandfather, who doesn't know what's happening.
As does he also a trainer, too?
He was an episode of Bubble Guppies. Something?
What? Bubble Guppies? Okay. That's something that means something to kids.
That's a thing I've heard of.
Yeah.
Three episodes of Franklin and Bash.
What is that?
I don't know what that is.
That's with Zach and the other guy from Robot Chicken. Zach from
Seth Green?
Not Seth Green. The other guy. Not
Breckin
Seth,
Myers?
Yeah, Breckin Myers. And Zach from Saved by the Bell are
lawyers
who play by their own rules.
I mean,
that sounds bad.
Is it? How is it?
Is it on TBS? Yeah, it sounds like a TBS show.
It's on the USA Network.
I'm fucking close. It's, like, TBS and USA are about the same.
Yeah. He's in My Name is Earl.
Yeah.
I remember that, yes.
Stargate SG-1.
Sure, that's a show.
He was in two seasons of Stargate.
I do remember him when he's playing Ninja Turtles,
as
though.
Colonel
Pissface. It's so fucking over the top.
Uh-huh.
Like, and Christian Slater wakes up and he's like, what are you doing, Dad? I love that Christian Slater brings this fucking Nintendo everywhere he goes.
I know.
If there's like 2 minutes of
downtime.
Well,
he's trying to fix it for his brother.
He's like, I'm just going to play Nintendo, Dad. Just leave me alone.
This Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game.
That was my favorite.
It's amazing.
Scene. As a kid, and it still is because Bo
Bridges.
It's
when Bo Bridges is playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Because
it is hilarious. It's hilarious acting.
To see a grown adult like video games.
That was mind blowing as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the thing is like Nintendo in this movie is like a drug. Like anybody who touches it is like immediately in love with it.
Yeah. You know?
Like this is the best. This is. Nintendo's a stupid game for dumb fucking kids. And then like as soon as he plays, he's like, this is amazing. I can't sleep. What time is it? Where am I?
I'm really glad that
that's
I took notes
Bridges,
because
the
there's so many other weird things in this movie. Like, so did you guys notice that when they're playing at the casino and they have that arcade, there's a young girl that walks around and sells candy.
Yeah.
Similar to the older women that sell drinks to men.
Can I did notice that, and that made me feel really uncomfortable.
Very, very uncomfortable.
The very
Sidekicks.
Next,
he was in Sidekicks in 1992.
No
Is
shit.
Is that Jean-Claude Van Damme?
That was Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
And they killed himself.
Yeah,
Bo
Jonathan
Bridges killed
Brandis.
Himself in that movie?
No.
Or a movie in 1990 called Daddy's Dying, Who's Got the Will?
No shit. I have seen that movie. I have seen that movie. It's fine. It's really? Not bad. It's not bad. It's not good.
He was Orville, if you remember Orville.
Is that a pig? Is that a pig movie? It sounds like a pig movie.
I guess. The picture is someone's feet that's dead in bed, and then four people around him, I guess, clamoring for his money.
Oh, that's the daddy's dead.
Oh, okay.
I think that Beau Bridges could rob a bank and shave. Like, if he shaved his eyebrows and robbed a bank, he'd get away scot free.
Who?
Yeah, no one would notice him in a fucking million fucking years.
I agree. I totally agree.
You know, the guy that kind of looks like a bloated, unsuccessful Jeff Bridges. I think Kyle needs another beer sound engineer, Andy.
I was trying to be subtle. Jeez. Thank you.
Why?
Andrew.
You just yell.
Thank you, Andrew.
There you go. There you go.
I'm just kidding. We're going to be buddies back in the car when we start drinking again.
So what? Tell me about what you were going to say about this young girl.
Oh, right. Oh. So there is that scene. Yeah, please. Let me tell you about this. There's that scene in the casino where Jimmy's training at a Player's Choice 10 arcade machine.
Yeah.
And I swear the next fucking scene. Okay, so in this. All right, I'm sorry. In the arcade, this young girl comes by selling candy and shit. And Fred Savage is a really weird. He does this really weird thing where he, like, I guess he's a kid and she's a kid, so it's not weird. But as an adult, like, viewing it's like, this is fucking weird as shit. Because Fred Savage is essentially just openly sexualizing this 9-year-old girl.
Yes.
And I gotta be honest, like, as a 35-year-old,
I'm into that.
That was weird. And then, like, the very fucking next scene, it seemed like there is a shot of, like, all the kids are at a pool. And that's when the kid bounty hunter shows up. That scene opens with a shot of, like, a woman in a bikini, like, from her ankles up, like, doing the real sexy shot. And it was one of those things where it's like, God damn it. I swear, if this pans all the way up and this is a fucking kid, I'm fucking done. I'm going to, like, I don't know what I'm going to have to do. Like, so, like, as it's panning up, I'm like, don't. Please
don't be a child.
Don't be hot. Like, right, exactly.
Don't,
like,
be, don't,
like,
be a, don't be a hot, like, kid. Like, don't be a hot kid.
I don't
kid.
Care if you're underage, but don't be hot and underage.
I'm trying to convince myself to, like, all right, don't be turned on by this. You got to, like, turn, just in case this turns out to be a kid, you have to fucking turn off all of biology right now. Yeah.
Shut down. Punch yourself in the genitals.
That's what I did. That's how I got through it.
Be a Republican. Just shut that shit down. Just turn it off.
I wish I had fallen asleep on that viewing.
Yeah.
I hadn't.
Then you would have had really weird dreams.
Possibly. Yeah. Possibly. It's a really fucking depressing feeling to wake up after this movie is over. Because it's like, God damn it, I have to do it again.
That does sound like the worst hell you could go through.
It's pretty bad.
Well, the guy from Pirates of the Caribbean is,
dude. All right, so I have that too. The fucking register guy was, I was like, I know this fucking dude, and he's the guy that shows up. He's the bald dude in Pirates that always calls her Poppet.
Really?
Hello, Poppet.
Yeah, that dude. He was the guy behind the counter.
I think his name's McKenzie.
Yeah,
that
is like registering him, and it's super angry. He's like,
Ninja Gaiden!
Yeah.
You better get in there, kid! The Staten! Yeah. That dude.
Go.
Yeah.
Right. Who was like, and like the kids just blindly follow him.
Yeah.
Like, course. I was thinking, I mean, that guy, like, you need to watch out for him because kids just do whatever the fuck he does.
I was way more.
Notes to self: to trap kids inside of a building, be loud and over the top. Got it.
On that note, I was very, very much more creeped out by the fucking game announcer dude.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, why did that asshole not have a microphone? He's just screaming.
Just shouting
in an auditorium full of screaming kids. There's no amplification.
That didn't bother me at all.
Dude, it bothered me because they obviously filmed all this stuff in, like, one day. And towards the end, like, he's so hoarse.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just awkward to listen to. And he gets really sweaty. He, like, takes his tie off, like, halfway through.
Is it any more awkward than, like, anything else in this movie, though? At that point, like, at the end of the movie, you're just like, oh, fuck it. Like, it's just what it is.
Somehow they've, like, snuck through King Kong and got back into the game contest.
They don't even mention they're at Universal Studios until like you see. I like saw King Kong and I'm like, are they at Universal Studios? What the? Yeah. When did this
happen? Thing that was there before the Mummy was okay.
And then I was like, there's a Universal Studios in California, and then I was like, I'm an idiot. Of course there is.
There has to be. Yeah, that part caught me off guard.
The Nickelodeon at Universal Studios in California.
I'm an East Coast kid, so like it's just Orlando for me.
Yep. That's all it is. That's the only one that matters.
Well, I think the rest of the country would argue with us, but I agree with you.
I would think Disney World is better than Disneyland.
I've never been to Disneyland.
I never have either. So
but
I can't.
It does look like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Disney World.
It's older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
But fuck that shit.
I think, which one did the Tanners go to? Was it Disneyland?
Who fucking cares?
They were in San Diego, so it had to be Disneyland.
They were in San Francisco.
Ryan hates Full House.
Who cares about
Full
House?
What about Fuller House?
He hates it even more.
They can fuck off a cliff.
Steve looks so weird in Fuller House.
Yes, he does.
So fucking weird.
How great does
His eyebrows have moved down to the top of his eyelids.
He's going full Bo Bridges on us.
Who's Steve? Which one's Steve?
DJ's boyfriend.
Yeah, the voice of Aladdin.
Yeah.
No, I don't know this.
But how great does
Stephanie's that's how much I care about Full House.
In Fuller
yeah,
House.
Yeah.
Who?
Right? DJ? Meth did her right.
Stephanie. So,
boom! Here's a story for you. Nice. In Korea, when I was stationed over there teaching English, one of the English teachers who joined us, Brian, I'm not going to give his last name, came over here. He fucking hooked up with Stephanie from Full House.
I believe
it. But in her dirty, trashy years in California, he was out there working at an Abercrombie & Fitch. And, she came in, and they hooked up, and she's apparently a fucking freak.
I believe it.
Shit, was, way messed up, and he was just like, I can't do that shit again. And, kind of put him on a straight path afterwards.
Wow.
She was so fucking
she
bad.
She scared him straight.
Yeah.
She
yeah,
was addicted to methamphetamine. That's not a lie. But she has great tits in the new show.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not.
I feel like the show. Yeah, it's basically a vehicle for her tits.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
That's why I hung through the first season, and then I saw the second season come on Netflix, and I was like, I don't think I'm gonna.
All right, so I just told this story to these guys earlier, but my fiance, she gets stoned and watched Fuller House.
Yeah.
And when the second season came out, I came in to visit her after I was playing a game, and she's like, you know, this season, they're repeating a lot of jokes and songs from the first one, I feel like.
I have a feeling this is
And then she paused it, and she was on, episode 8 of the first season again. I was
I fucking love it, dude.
You fucking burnout? You're watching the first season again.
I fucking love
That's your fucking problem.
In her defense,
yeah.
That first season is not memorable at all.
Not at all. And she got through 8 episodes before she was like, something is not right here.
I can name you one scene from the first season of Fuller House, and it involves Stephanie Tanner naked in a barrel.
Wait, what? This is a thing?
Yeah, dog. You gotta get on this Fuller House tip.
What episode is it? Because I don't want to watch all of it.
I don't know. It's later on.
Alright, so
I bought her the entire collection for Christmas a few years ago, of the original
God
Full
damn.
House.
Yeah.
She loved it.
On Blu-ray? Did they have that shit out on Blu-ray?
No, it was just on DVD.
Criterion Collection Blu-ray.
Laser disc.
Episode commentaries by Wes Anderson. It's super classy.
Wes Anderson and Joey Gladstone give director commentary.
I'd watch the fuck out of that.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
He says cut it out a lot.
Cut it out.
Oh, what's the voice that he does?
Is it ironic?
We've been talking about Full House.
Ranger Rick, and then
there's the woodchuck.
Ranger the woodchuck.
Who wants to eat what? Oh. And then he does that god awful Bullwinkle impression.
Yeah,
hey, which sounds nothing like Bullwinkle.
Hey guys, I think that's pretty good. I think we should lay off.
Uncle Joey is the worst part.
I think
show.
You shitlords need to check your privilege with Full House.
Hashtag Team Joey.
Check your Full House privilege.
Hashtag Team Joey. I was always the Uncle Jesse guy.
That makes sense. He's a cool one. But
only when he had his mullet, though. Fuck that haircut.
That mullet was on point, man.
As a kid, growing up, I realized my potential, and I was like, I'm going to be a Joey one day. There's no fucking way in a million goddamn years I'm going to be an Uncle Jesse. I got to invest everything into Uncle Joey.
At least you weren't Danny.
No, fuck that shit.
I'm not a Danny. Who is a Danny?
Fuck it all.
He's got a TV show.
Hashtag burn it. Burn it down. The system's broken.
I love how much Ryan hate. What did you watch as a kid?
I watched Fresh Prince. A lot of Fresh Prince. Mm-hmm. And Cosby Show. And, that didn't turn out well. But
the show did.
The show was fine, but Cosby's everything I love turns out to be a rapist.
With Cosby is that he likes Spanish Fly. Set up that callback, bro. You like that?
Did you also watch a lot of Family Matters?
Yes, absolutely.
The pattern here is black sitcoms, I'm noticing.
Yeah.
Black sitcoms. We watch Full House.
Got me. Also was the most ardent supporter of Homeboys in Outer Space on UPN.
You sound like
the
my dad.
The Wayans Brothers. Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. Yeah, like that was where I don't remember that. A Different World. Martin.
Martin.
I grew up when we were kids. I remember watching In Living Color and not Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In Living Color was so much better. It was way better as a kid.
You had Jim Carrey. Yeah. That was Jim Carrey's
James
first.
Carrey.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Lopez, too.
Was she was a fly girl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then every member of the Wayans family was the rest of the cast.
That is true. That is true. And now we can't get rid of
Kim Wayans. Can't get enough. Can't get any more. It's all she's in.
I know that Tyler is.
What'd you guys do an Experience Crime podcast about? Kim Wayans.
I know that you are, Tyler. Is anyone else here a big Friends, fan of the show Friends?
No.
I watch it. I've enjoyed my favorite episode of this show, and it's one I'm glad you brought this up, is the one where Joey and Ross can only sleep when they're cuddling and watching Die Hard. You know this one?
Yep.
That is a fucking fantastic episode of television.
Yep, it's the best nap that they ever had when they're cuddling together.
That is such a fucking great episode of TV.
The reason that I bring it up...
What can I get you? Some NyQuil and some warm milk? Yeah.
Believe it or not, the reason I bring it up is because I'm trying to bring it back to The Wizard. Because, Tyler, tell me who is in this movie from Friends. This is your Friends trivia question.
Oh. That was a very good segue.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. That was really good.
The really good ones I find are the ones I have to announce.
Who's in this movie from Friends?
I don't know either. And I've watched quite a bit of Friends. I dated a chick that was really
Courtney Cox?
No.
I can't recall.
Chandler's boss, Doug.
Oh.
He's in three
you're
episodes.
Right.
The Doug, one that slaps people's asses. Mm-hmm.
You're his guy.
Yep.
Yeah. What role is he in this movie?
He is the stepfather.
Oh, okay. So that's Sean McMurray playing the 80s dick you love to hate.
That one.
That
one,
guy.
One is the same.
Who is in every 80s movie and is always the asshole.
It seems like, right?
Yeah. Is he really an asshole here? Like, he's bad, but he's not, like, good enough to be, like, somebody you love to hate. He's no, like, Ramsay Bolton or something.
I'm not saying in this movie he's that, but generally, he always is the asshole you love to hate. I'm not saying so much for this movie.
What other movies? I don't know this.
Oh!
Inside joke, Kyle loves the butthole.
I love to give and receive.
What's the first thing I learned about him from the Tadpog Facebook group? Can't get enough of that butt.
He likes ravioli and assholes.
That's right. I'm also a big fan of
SpaghettiOs. Yeah,
Mrs. Incredible.
Yeah, she's got mom butt.
Yeah, she's got that mom butt, dog.
That disproportionate figure.
Oh, my gosh. That butt is huge. I love it.
It's all right, yeah.
It's
yeah,
weird. It's like, it's those confusing boners. You're just like, why? Yeah,
for
but
sure.
Okay, let's go with this.
Aren't those sometimes the most fun, though?
Yeah.
I also want to say, the first time I listened to your guys' show, that Kyle, I think you sound just like Robert Krulwich from Radiolab.
Okay. I mean,
like
he,
when I was listening, I was like, holy shit, he's
he
a dead ringer for this guy.
Professionally, so I
don't
I'll
know
take
this
it as
reference,
a compliment.
So.
Radiolab's a good show. It's on NPR.
Radiolab is
it's
good.
For us highbrow people.
Motherfucker, I listen to more NPR than you.
Come bucket!
Motherfucker.
Highbrow comedy.
I listen to 99% Invisible. I listen to Money Hour.
It's not called Money Hour.
Whatever
it's
is.
It's called
though.
Marketplace.
I don't listen to it. I lied.
Real
I'm listening to Good Time Nichols. No.
Real talk, though, were you guys just as mad as me when, like, NPR started, like, butting their way in the podcast? Because I was this is for dick jokes. You stay on the fucking radio.
Although,
you are not punk rock. Yeah.
You are too classy.
I download all the Terry Gross podcasts.
Oh, my God. Terry Gross.
Terry Gross is the best goddamn interviewer this side of Mark Maron, who's not really that good.
I think Mark Maron is amazing as an interviewer.
He's really good.
We do interview episodes on Tadpog because
you do.
I love Mark Maggot.
I just kind of sit here.
Mark Maggot. Yeah. Mark Maggot.
Mark Maggot.
I love him so much I made a name for him. That's the thing that lives in shit.
That's my heel WF personality. Mark Maggot.
Mine's Mark Maroon. Just because I like colors.
And whenever we wrestle together, then whenever you do something, I'm like, what a maroon. There you go.
I like it. It's a good joke.
You guys got the tag team belts wrapped up.
Yeah.
I feel like, didn't you guys recently talk about that? Because you were talking about Generation
pee.
X.
I'm just going to tell you. I'm just going to pee.
Go
whatever.
Pee. You're talking about DX.
If you want to go, you can go to this one if you want to pee.
Oh, it's like the edge of the bed. Kyle, man.
I can't move.
There you go.
Hold on.
I'm going to keep saying until you move.
Yeah, this way we can.
No!
Kyle, why'd you do that?
This way we can hear you pee.
Sure. What, in here?
Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll be nice, loud, and clear.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going into Narnia.
Piss Narnia.
No, you guys were talking about it. Like, you remembered... What? You couldn't remember Road Dogg, I think.
Yeah.
But you remember Jesse James, the badass Billy Gunn, the Road Dogg Jesse James. Was that
there
what it was?
There you go. Maybe that was it. Because none of them all members of DX.
But I the only reason I remember it is because I was a big DX fan as a kid, and I named my Charizard in Pokemon Road Dogg. R-O-A-D space D-O-G-G. You gotta get that double G.
Yeah. Road Dogg.
Yeah, but so I just wanted to give that up.
I think that's amazing.
That's the Road Dogg.
I love that you remembered what you named him.
I only remember it because that was the only Pokemon I used. I beat the fucking Elite Four with that guy. I didn't use anybody else. I was like, oh, they gave me this, and he evolves into this cool dragon.
Yeah.
Why do I need anything else?
Although he's not a dragon type, I have to say. He's certified. Although his latest mega evolution does pick up the dragon sometimes.
Actually. To correct you in your fucking idiocy, he is not a dragon type.
Although I would not
try. That's a goddamn dragon!
Although if you're fighting another trainer who has a fairy type, I would recommend you not use Charizard.
He does have Dragon Claw as a move, though.
That's true.
And that is a dragon type move, is it not?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you to be impressed by my Pokemon pool.
You got to let Pokemon go.
Yeah, that's because that's my Charmander evolved.
Which did to go completely off the rails.
Are you guys still playing Pokemon Go?
I am. Mm-hmm. Like a bitch.
Which apparently on Game Theory, they think that Pokemon Go is the first Pokemon game in the whole series.
Don't do this shit.
Love timeline shit.
Does Game Theory just like, I like Game Theory. I like them too, but like, do they just sit around and be like, oh shit, what do we do? Timeline episode. I think.
Will you want to earn a few thousand dollars? Yep. Put a timeline on something.
I think, is it Game Theory? That might be the one I watched after the Five Nights at Freddy's episode where they have like,
oh, he breaks down.
Right. 7 hours of fun. And I was like, yeah, let's watch all this. Why the hell not?
Uh-huh. They do a really good job.
They do.
And
really
I've never played
Matt
a fucking
Patrick,
game
right?
of it.
Game Theory
but
is Matt
I was,
Patrick.
I was enwrapped in that. And then I had a buddy that was like, why are you watching so much Five Nights at Freddy's shit? And I'm like, I really don't know.
Have you played Five Nights at Freddy?
Not at all. I've only heard about it.
It's
fun game. They did an episode about it.
You guys have played through it.
Yeah.
I
haven't finished it.
That was our 2016 Halloween episode.
But you would say fun, though. It's something enjoyable to play.
It's anxiety.
It's anxiety inducing.
It seems like super stressful.
Yeah, it is stressful, for sure.
I can't do like Markiplier and play like 10 hours straight of it.
So we're at the 50-minute mark.
We're going on. I don't care. We're going strong. He's trying to be subtle, and you're just calling him out.
I'm calling out any subtleties. That's what I do.
I have a weird question for you guys. I feel like this is a good time to ask.
Do it, man.
Do you edit your show at all?
Yes.
You edit the show?
That's why we have a sound engineer.
Sound engineer Andrew, you are tasked with like pulling out all the bullshit.
I have never once called for an edit. He's called for, I think, two.
I say a lot of shit I regret.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. Trust me.
So that's really, I let it all fly as we have discussed.
Like that one time I forgot to take
show.
Dave's address out of an episode.
No shit.
Oh, it's still out there. Yeah. If anybody wants my address, listen to episode we're talking
that's
about.
That's a good way to get somebody to listen to our 400 episode backlog.
Just check out Evo.
I'm blown away. You guys do two a fucking week, man.
Yeah.
That's insane to me.
It is. It's insane to me, too.
Like, that's why we do the bonus rounds. You should get on that tick. Just do 10 minutes, man.
I don't like that
Fuck
idea.
It. Who cares?
I like that idea.
Yeah.
I think we should just call this episode, like, The Wizard, kinda.
Yeah. Kinda.
Because, like, I mean, like, I could be like, let's talk about The Wizard, guys, and really make, but, like, fuck
I'm
The
totally
Wizard.
Going to pee
like,
too.
It's not Keep good.
Going. So I'm after
like,
you.
That's okay. Just yeah. bullshit, man. Let's talk about
I'm
whatever.
Stop this train. Like I'm having
well,
a
The
blast.
Wizard, I mean, if it was a really good movie, I could get talking about it more, but it's an extended commercial. That's interesting if you like Nintendo, but if you're not into Nintendo,
Kyle broke
who gives
it.
A shit?
Kyle broke it.
That's okay.
Blank it down.
Yeah. It's not even bad enough to be good.
It's just, middling. Yeah. It's like on the low end of middling.
It's not going to be on Mystery Science Theater. It's not that bad.
No.
But it's also not that good. It's just like it's nostalgia fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
But I don't know, man. Like, I loved it as a kid, and even like the nostalgia factor didn't kick in for me. Cause it's like, and it's like when they're playing the NES games, it's like obviously like overacting. They're playing it, and then there's one camera like still shot of like a Nintendo game, and then the next scene happens.
What Rad Racer? Oh my god! Yeah. He has the power glove like he's steering a steering wheel. Oh my god!
Does it bother you guys when you see in movies like people overacting when they play video games?
Oh,
like
yes.
I know Charlie's Angels. They were like there were like two people playing Final Fantasy VIII, I think. Like Final Fantasy VIII
was
like
Final
on
Fantasy
the screen.
7, they were doing the
right?
summon.
Yeah, and there were two people. There were two people just like, like really getting into him. Like, motherfucker, that's a single player game. That's the most single player game you could have. Like, they didn't even try.
You just described every Wii commercial I saw.
Oh, yeah.
We're playing a video game!
Yeah!
I was watching it, because Melissa and I have been rewatching Trailer Park Boys recently, and this had to be, they had to be intentional, because I was watching a scene where they're playing in a bus they've set up for the kids to play in, and they're playing a video game, and Corey has a N64 controller. Mm. The other guy has a GameCube controller, and they're both sitting by a Genesis. So
nice. You got to get those mods.
If it's not intentional.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get those mods.
I think 40-Year-Old Virgin does that, too. Like, they're playing, like, one of the newer Mortal Kombat games, like, on an N64 controller, and then one's playing in, like, this gaming chair that is just, like...
That is also one of
not
the best,
even part
best
of
scenes
it.
In the whole movie.
You know how I know you're gay?
You know,
yeah. Because you wear denim shorts.
Because you like the taste
I love the extended
of my
footage
dick.
On that. Oh, oh man.
You have a like bumper sticker that says, I heart cock.
That's
Paul Rudd, man.
I fucking love
I,
Paul Rudd.
Like, if there that's was great. Ever like a Celery slip man. In my sexuality, it'd be for Paul Rudd. God damn, he just charms my pants off.
I could see that.
You don't slip, you break for Paul Rudd.
Oh, he's so good. He's so good. Ant-Man, more like, I don't
so
have
you
a
would,
pun,
you
man.
Would go gay for Paul Rudd?
More like, yeah, come in my ass, man.
Am I right?
I was going with like, can't, man, but like, that doesn't work. I don't have any kind of pun.
More like, I can't keep your dick out of my ass.
Man.
Get into my pants, man.
If Paul Rudd asked you, would you come on his whore face?
Come on, Celery Man's whore face. Do it. Come on. Come on.
I've got the. What do you put on celery? Dijon mustard?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. What?
I don't know. What?
Peanut butter and raisins?
I think you mean cum.
Guys, I don't know where I am right now.
It's fine. You're in a safe.
Are we recording?
It's fine.
What do you put on celery?
Dijon mustard.
Says. Dijon mustard.
Who the fuck are you?
It would be like those.
I'm just
like,
gonna put that into
Steve
Google
Harvey
and just see what happens.
Yeah. It's like survey says.
I wanna rip you apart like Fox News did when Obama ate Dijon mustard on a hamburger. Do you remember this?
No, I don't remember this.
They fucking went wild. They're like, oh my god, he eats mustard on a hamburger. It's like, yeah, it's fucking
That's
hamburger,
okay. Right? What next? Pickles?
You can eat hamburgers.
You know who else likes pickles on hamburgers? Muslims.
No.
Duh, yeah.
But like dill?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Not bread and butter. That's American.
Okay.
So,
but dill?
It does not appear to be a thing.
Yeah, nobody eats Dijon mustard on celery.
Unless you're making skillet braised celery with Dijon
of a white sauce. Is there a white sauce?
Of course we are.
Come!
Ejaculate.
Sorry, all roads lead to cum.
I think it's like,
you know how you cum in celery sticks because of the tubing, you know?
Yeah, man.
You cum down celery onto somebody's face.
Yeah.
Man, did you guys are my age. Mr. Wizard, did you ever put the celery in like food coloring.
Oh, yes. I did that in elementary school.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I totally did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Make it turn like blue?
Because our school was poor and they couldn't afford
celery. Couldn't afford food coloring or celery.
To be fair, I had to do it at home.
Yeah, I did it at home. My mom was like, oh, yeah, we'll do it. We can afford celery.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
We had Science of the Mind Theater where they were just like, imagine.
Science of the Mind. Or we have to call it the Bible.
I'm going to draw you a picture of celery.
And then God,
you can color it red or blue.
I love it.
So
I've hit this goddamn thing so many times.
Are we done with the wizard?
Yeah, let's talk about whatever else. I don't care, man.
Okay, now I can go into the rest of this guilt-free.
Wait, I had one more thing to say about it.
Okay.
I love the wizard.
No, you don't.
It's so bad.
Boo.
So bad. Oh, that's a fucking tear.
Boo.
That's pear. That's terrible.
That's a Boo. Lucas quote.
Yeah, Lucas. So what else? Fuck it. I'm done with the wizard.
All right. We're going to talk about wizard?
We're not.
Oh.
Wait, who's your favorite wizard in all of pop culture?
I love this question.
The fuck
so much.
Is this question?
This is a hard question.
Yeah. Oh my god, you and Kyle need to make a podcast. I'm out. Like, what?
You don't have a favorite? You don't have a favorite wizard?
No, because wizards are stupid.
Is it Selena? Oh, is it Selena Gomez? It's Selena Gomez.
Is she a wizard?
A Waverly Place.
I don't know what's happening here.
I don't know. I was a big fan of Morgan Freeman in the Lego Movie. Is he a wizard?
In Bruce Almighty?
He's God.
He's
that's
God.
The ultimate
the
wizard.
Best wizard.
You can't one-up that wizard.
I think I have that on a bumper sticker somewhere, right? God, the best wizard.
God is my necromancer. There you, on a bumper sticker.
He did raise Lazarus.
Yeah.
I don't know. Best
wizard.
Who you guys got? I don't know what's best wizard.
I'm trying to think really hard on this, and I got nothing.
I mean, I got to go Elminster.
Elminster.
Yeah, I gotta go Elminster. Like he's a total Mary Sue from the Forgotten Realms, but like that dude can fuck shit up.
Mm-hmm.
So best wizard got my vote.
I don't know this reference
because it's not Gandalf. It's not Gandalf. Gandalf's
not
a fighter.
Gandalf. He's like a level 3 wizard, like a level 5 fighter.
Gandalf is the first to come to mind, but mine's not Gandalf. I'm trying to think who it is though.
Yeah, you just said it.
I like Radagast more than I like
really
Gandalf.
I'm not,
Radagast
is cool.
Is more of a druid.
Poop hat.
Yep. Otherwise, he's more affectionately known as
old Poop Hat. I like Sam Neill in the TV version of Merlin.
I've never seen that.
Dude, I was really hoping you were going to sell me on Alan Grant from Jurassic Park being a wizard.
He does have that spell on the T-Rex until Malcolm fucks it up.
That's right. Maybe. Yeah, you're right. He's
and
a fucking wizard.
Like, oh, I can also do magic. And it's like, no, you can't.
Right. And he tricks the kids with the electric fence.
Harry Dresden is my favorite wizard.
That's a good one.
Who's Harry Dresden? Why are these
Harry
things?
Dresden from the
Dresden Files. Where are you at in your pop
culture? I don't
know. You're one-upping me in this
What's
pop culture
Dresden
stuff.
File?
Quit coming on people's faces and read a book.
All right.
That's bad advice.
All right.
Listen to that.
What? As your semen advisor, I strongly urge you to not read a book.
As your semen advisor, I advise you to ejaculate on many women's faces.
What is the Dresden
As your CEO, Chief Ejaculation Officer, I have to advise you.
It's a book, and it was also a TV show.
Yeah, it was a bad TV show.
It's not good.
I don't know this at all.
Oh, I love those books so much.
They're pretty good.
It's urban fantasy where he's a wizard in
what,
modern world.
Here's one. My favorite wizard is Walter O'Dim, also known as Randall Flagg.
The Man in Black.
The Man in Black. There we go.
Mine is the Grand Wizard from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou.
All right, it's been a fun show, guys.
we're
my favorite wizard is Donald Trump.
I think he's called the Grand Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, for sure.
That dude hated differences.
Oh, yeah. What is that KKK guy that endorsed Donald Trump so hard?
It's David Duke.
David Duke, there you go. Favorite wizard.
I remember when he wanted to run for president.
Up real quick.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just know so many white supremacists by name.
How?
I don't know.
I know it because I think he's from Louisiana, and that's where I was born.
Really?
So, yeah, whenever we would move and David Duke was like a thing, kids at school would always ask me about it. Yeah.
That's probably not David Duke. Do you remember the Seinfeld episode where they think that they get in the limo, or is it George?
It's George, yeah.
God,
he thinks he's a white supremacist
that's such
writer.
A good fucking episode. And then they start talking about the Jews, and Jerry's like, oh.
Yeah. Collar pool.
Does the collar pool? Yeah.
Yeah.
God, that show's great. I'm glad you're watching it now, Ryan.
Yeah, I really like it.
What's been your favorite episode so far, 3 in?
Huh, that is a good question.
I don't like the first season at all.
The first season's
weird. It's bad. It's okay. And you got the weird Jerry's dad who gets replaced.
I know.
Yep.
You know what?
He looks like, Fazzini from
He's so much older than
Princess Bride.
Yeah. So much older than the guy that is actually Jerry's dad for the rest of the show.
All right, so I'm not far into it, so maybe this will change. But so far, the one that sticks out to me the most is where they're all stuck in the parking garage and trying to find their way out.
That's a great one. Yeah. And Elaine has the fish?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And George and Jerry both get busted for peeing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Kramer's like carrying around the giant air conditioner the entire time.
And keeps like kicking it around. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a good choice. Nice.
I think that's the best one so far.
When Seinfeld turns, like, there's a moment where Seinfeld turns from a show about nothing to, like, almost, like, fantastical.
Yes.
And it's, like, that transition is so smooth to me that, like, I didn't even notice until I was an adult where it's, like, oh, shit got really, really weird in Seinfeld near the end.
I read a big Reddit thread about people trying to take information from the show and figure out why Kramer can do what he does and why he has so much money and
he's the best
how he
wizard.
Lives the his lifestyle. Yeah. That's true. There you go.
True.
And it's just like the liberation the is wizard. That he inherited a ton
because
of money.
Because stand up where things were said.
I always enjoyed the episode where they recreate JFK with Kramer getting spit on by the baseball player.
Yeah.
That's a really clutch episode.
That is a good episode. He and Newman. Oh, yeah.
God.
Newman has not appeared yet in season 3. He's still not showed up.
I thought Newman was a big part earlier.
No,
I don't
not yet.
No,
Newman's, he's still not up.
Newman's first appearance is actually Larry David screaming off camera.
Oh.
Kramer mentions that his someone in the apartment named Newman is on top of the roof and is going to commit suicide.
I remember that now, actually. So season 3, is that the Bubble Boy?
That's later because that's when George was Susan.
I'm episode 10, so I'm halfway through season 3. No Bubble Boy yet. Yeah.
Okay. Bubble Boy's another classic.
Bubble Boy's a turning. I feel like Bubble Boy's kind of the turning point
where this
is no longer a show about nothing because this shit doesn't happen to anybody.
No. No. Yeah. Sure.
I've got a question for you guys. Seinfeld or Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I say Seinfeld.
I say Curb.
I say Seinfeld, but like Curb Your Enthusiasm, I think, is like whole a better show. Yeah. Like it's clearly like shot better and everything, but like there's something about Seinfeld where
I totally agree.
I don't know. It's just like I like all the different characters in Seinfeld.
Exactly. And I think that's the big thing. Like Curb is Larry David.
Right.
And while I enjoy Larry David, I enjoy the players in Seinfeld because there's a lot of different things you can get where it's not just Larry David's neurosity.
Right, and Larry David, like, George is essentially Larry David on Seinfeld, but it is nice, like, it's played off.
They flesh that out in Curb.
Right, and I like that because I love that awkward comedy. Like, that is my jam. That's where I want to be.
So, awkward comedy, what is your favorite episode of The Office?
Oh, British or American?
American.
My favorite episode of The Office is Scott's Tots.
Okay, that's good.
That's so heartbreaking.
I know. And that is the last great episode of The Office.
What's your favorite cold open from The Office?
I don't.
Cold open is probably Asian Jim, who I just talked to you about. I do enjoy Asian Jim.
Asian Jim is really good.
Randall Park, I think is his name.
Jim. Jim coming in as Dwight, dressed as Dwight.
It's also really good.
The faxes from Future Dwight. Oh, man.
That's a good one, yeah.
Kevin and the chili.
That's a really good one. Yes. And he drops it.
What's the open to season, 6, where they're doing the YouTube video where they're going around the office?
Hardcore parkour.
Yeah. Hardcore parkour's
good. I think, for me, even more awkward than Scott's Tots is the dinner party episode.
That's the one I was thinking of.
St. Pauli girl.
And that is my favorite episode ever.
Michael Scott has, like, the beer sign and then, like, the 22-inch TV, like, on the wall. Yes.
When he pulls it out and it just comes out, like, a half an inch.
Thanks, babe.
Good luck paying me back on your no-month $1 salary, babe.
That's like the most cringy episode. Like, that's the one, like, it makes my skin crawl to watch.
I think so too.
I'll get back together with Jan. I hate Jan.
That's what Scott's Tots does for me. Like, Scott's Tots gets me in that zone where it's like, oh my God.
My girlfriend and I started calling each other babe ironically because of the dinner party episode, but now it's kind of like stuck.
Oh, that's like bro. Use it ironically and it just adheres.
Yeah. But like, we call each other babe all the time now.
Yeah.
It's not even still endearing, but I think people outside of us don't understand that, like, it's a giant joke from The Office.
Or it was.
Yeah, because, I mean, even still, like, I watch The Office all the time still.
What, can I ask you a question? Since you're a big Office guy, like, I mean, have you seen the British series?
Yeah.
How do you, what, like, where do you stand on that?
I'm going to hate a lot. I like the American one a lot better.
Up top.
I like it so much better.
Ooh,
like,
sorry, I didn't mean to get you.
No, you're
and
okay.
I like the British one.
I can't get through the British one.
See, yeah, I don't. I don't think it's good okay, at all. But and I even like Ricky Gervais and all
the
people
involved.
I love Ricky Gervais.
I do too.
But like, I can make it through two or three episodes of The British Office and be like, I can't do this.
And I think
like,
a lot of people that say The British Office is better are faking
being pretentious.
Yeah. To seem cool.
Although I will say that as far as I know, The American Office does not have a doggy style scene. And that is one thing that The British Office has like in spades.
It's funny because we're talking about The Office, this is another argument Ryan and I got in earlier, so we can solve this.
Oh, okay. Let's just air all of our arguments.
Yeah,
let's go.
I love
What's the next one?
We got to have people weigh in, and now I can't remember it. Oh!
Is Batman v Superman worth watching?
No, not that one.
Because Kyle says yes.
It's okay.
No,
Andy,
it's not,
is Andy a good character?
Andy no. on the, yeah. from the
no,
Andy,
Andy from the Office.
What do you mean, morality wise? Is he a good guy or a bad guy?
Do you like him or not?
Is he a fun character? Do you enjoy seeing Andy on the Office at all
in
any capacity?
In season 3 and 4, yes.
That's it. That's it.
Outside of that, no.
I like him until he becomes manager.
Boom, boom, boom.
Once he's manager, I'm kind of over it. But all the other stuff, I'm okay with.
I think Andy, you have to have Andy to have some form of an antagonist in the Office.
I disagree. I think you get it with Robert California and other people. Like, you don't need him.
I love Robert California.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's great. You don't need Andy.
Would you rather have an animal reference, Jim, or a sex reference? Oh, animal, please. So when a giraffe is having sex, oh, God. I fucking love Robert California, man.
Yeah.
He's great.
I love James Spader. We talked about this, too.
Yeah, James Spader's great.
He's the best part of Avengers 2 as Ultron.
He is not, dude. You're wrong.
You don't think he's good?
No, he's fine, but he's not the best part of Avengers 2.
This is all we do. We argue constantly.
No, this is cool. I like this arguing.
Yeah.
We agree with each other.
All right, so let's fucking do it. What's the best part of Avengers 2? Have you seen Age of Ultron? What's the best part?
It's been a long
fucking time. Is it fucking James Spader?
It's where Thor goes into a pool and then disappears again with knowledge.
by Avengers 2, do you mean Guardians of the Galaxy?
I wish.
Oh, I love Guardians.
I do
That's
too.
Sad.
I think Guardians is the best fucking Marvel movie.
Mm-hmm. It's and close.
It's got Bradley Cooper. It's
close. But it was
What the fuck does that mean? You're just throwing names around. Oh, Bradley Cooper. That's a sign of greatness. He was in Joy. That wasn't good. He was in
Wet Hot American Summer.
That wasn't good.
Yeah, he's in Wet Hot.
Oh, Wet Hot. The first Paul one's Rudd. Good. The Netflix series is
see,
fine.
I love the Netflix series.
I love the Netflix
it's
series too,
fine.
Man.
Fine.
I love when Paul Rudd shows up in the Netflix series. And just hops off a motorcycle and just doesn't care.
Yeah, that's great. That's the first episode, and then he doesn't do anything.
I've shown
funny
all.
Again.
I've shown my stepdaughters the scene of Paul Rudd having to put back the tray in Wet Hot American Summer.
That's
like,
so great.
This is what you're like.
And then you show him the scene from This Is 40 where he's laying on his back with his butt cheeks spread.
Let me tell you guys. This Is 40 is amazing. I love that movie. Simply because that is my life. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to the toilet and just flipped off my wife as she's walking out the door. And she knows this, so it's whatever. It's cool. But like, that movie
go to your whore job!
Wife, look at my whore anus! Is there a polyp?
I thought you were gonna go pee, Dave. It's like that's it for all this.
No, I need to pee, but instead I've decided to grab a beer.
Yeah. I love it.
Oh, I've got whiskey. Hey.
Yeah, I've got into the whiskey now too.
Hey.
So. I never saw This Is 40.
It's really good. I think it's one of Judd Apatow's best.
I like.
Oh, fuck! Your head shaking.
It's a good
you
movie.
Sound engineer. Hey.
I would nail Leslie Mann.
That's no. Oh God, no.
I think
no?
she's fine. I think
she's
hot.
So
what,
very attractive.
What is the
what?
Movie?
Yeah, you don't
wait,
think so?
No, wait. She's obnoxious. She well, like
Leslie Mann and
the
Catherine
the
Hahn are both two like I think slightly offbeat that I'm like yeah.
Catherine Hahn. Yes, Catherine Hahn. So yes, and she's like so funny. She's so talented.
I love her in Parks and Rec. Fuck, I love her in Parks and Rec.
What is the movie?
As the
She's like the campaign manager. Official who comes in. Yeah.
Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds, where they switch places. What is that movie?
The Freaky Friday.
Race Off.
The
Switch Up.
The Switch Up. Did anybody else get a weird boner when Catherine takes a giant crap?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
I got a weird boner with the pregnant lady scene, but that's because I've got fucking issues.
So she walks in like...
Nothing wrong with being into pregnant chicks. Nothing wrong with that at all.
She just comes in and she's just like, boom, Tatiana, I'm ready to fuck. I was like, oh, man, I'm strangely turned on right now.
That's what's her face?
I don't know.
I went to a strip club with an eight-month pregnant stripper one time.
Oh, no shit. Nice.
You went with her?
I went with her. I was like, hey, come on. Hey, I met her on the street. I was like... You know where we need to go.
Let's go to a strip club.
No, I would always go on Christmas Eve because it's always a good story. Mm-hmm. I go on Christmas Eve. Yeah, they're a stripper who's got to be 8 months pregnant.
What's her name? Gotta Mary.
And her name was Jade.
I always love the strippers that have the stretch marks on their bellies still. Yeah. Those chicks?
Yeah.
They've seen some life.
They tell a story.
That's a roadmap to sadness.
Yeah, well, hey, look, the beauty about the strip club is it's like you never want to get like a lap dance from like the most attractive stripper.
Mm-mm.
You're not going to get
it. It costs too much.
Yeah.
You can't bargain for a hand job.
Yeah. Dude, I've tried to bargain before and they don't go for it.
No, they don't.
It's like, hey, I was like, hey, I got 10 bucks. Can we do that? And like, no, honey, it's 20. But I'll guess 10.
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Whenever they ask you for a dance, they're like, no, I'm going to wait for the 2-for-1. Thank you, though.
That is a good way to have strippers leave you the fuck alone. Like, pro tip, if you're at the strip club and you don't want them to bother you, just be like, I got $10.
Dude, sound engineer Andrew just tells him to go away. He's like, no, I don't want that.
Really?
He really does. He doesn't even talk to him. He really does that hand motion just the.
I can't do it. I'm too nice, man.
It's so loud in there. You have to gesture. Because I do this. I do this number. I don't
know. I don't think so. It's a mop. No.
Yeah.
No.
Dude, I go for it. I don't care.
Yeah, that's. I'm just like, I can't. I can't say no.
I will say no if I don't like him. If they got the stretch marks on the belly and stuff, I'm like, no.
But the story.
See, I don't care. It's like, okay, you need this.
I always go for the ones.
Okay.
It's
just
weird.
Just give them your. I can't afford a dance, but here's just $10.
I've had two separate strippers at two separate strip clubs. When I tell them I want the butt instead of the boobs, they're like, "Where are you from?"
What?
Because everybody goes for the boob. I'm like, "Nah, girl, let me see that butt." And they're like, "Where are you from?"
Need a healthy mix.
I can go straight.
Where do they think you're from? What region is a butt region?
I think more down south, the dirty south.
No, that's not true. Dirty that's with, just because south dirty, is like the butt.
The dirty from with no
Savannah, Georgia.
R's. Yes.
Lines up. Yep. Lines checks
out. Savannah's into peaches. Peaches vagina. Savannah vagina.
The California right. butt. Peaches is the butt, right. dog.
California's the booty of
peach
America.
Peach is not the butt.
I think peach is the vagina.
Sweet peaches are vaginas, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Florida's the penis.
Bent over, it looks like a peach.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've always heard peach is the butt because that's
from your butt.
I call the butt a plum.
From your butt.
So the vagina is a peach. The butt's a plum.
I've always heard
butts.com/
Dave really enjoyed
forum.
Now I here's what I thought of. I was like, man, we're all like talking at the same time about what states or what parts.
So Florida is the penis. I totally
definitely
agree.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Totally agree.
Definitely.
So California is the butt.
California's the butt because it's on the other side.
Yeah.
So is Hawaii the prolapsed anus?
Nice. Nice. I would have to say yes.
Right?
It's called the rose petal.
That's the volcanoes.
Oh, rose petals. That's beautiful.
When they prolapse, it's the rose. Nice. Okay. The flower is blooming.
Okay.
I'm not into prolapse.
Kiss my rose?
No.
I'm into a lot of weird stuff. Prude. Not prolapse. I'm not a prolapse guy.
Same with excess, like, labia.
What are you, a 10-year-old
like,
Southern Baptist? God.
I don't want to see wizard sleeve. Like
I'm a fan of the wizard sleeve.
No, oh God,
the hot ham sandwich. No.
Trim that roast beef. No. Trim it. I don't want a quarter pound.
I'm
just
with you.
Just trim it down a little bit.
Put on some underwear and it still hangs out over the sides.
Yeah.
Bad that.
Let me see that girl.
Uh-oh.
Let me see that sleeve.
No.
Is this a buffalo shrimp and a roast beef sandwich? No, thank you.
Is this a ham sandwich with mayonnaise from the microwave? What is going on here?
That's the worst, Kyle. Why'd you have to bring
who covered this bulldog in mayonnaise?
I gotta say, this is easily the best episode I've ever done.
Oh, well, we'll see.
I'm going to call it. We'll get I love reviews. It. This is the fucking, this is the blast.
His favorite, not the audience's favorite.
as I've said many a times, the audience can go fuck themselves. I don't care, man.
Man, that sounds liberating. Can I also tell your audience to fuck off?
Please, yeah, absolutely. I say it almost every episode.
No, I know, yeah. But like, I feel like that's your thing.
You
like,
can I'll even single out specific people.
Everyone, this is Dave from TadPod giving you this
singled
message.
Out, also a good MTV show from the 90s.
Only Jenny with Jenny McCarthy. Yeah. Not with Carmen Electra.
Not with Carmen Electra. Drunk-ass Chris what? Hardwick when what? He had a problem.
I don't remember that.
Oh, I remember yeah. that, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chris Hardwick.
He'll talk about it sometimes.
On losing some pills.
Oh, yeah. He was real fucking bad.
I didn't even know he was that old.
I don't blame him. Oh, he's like 45. For hosting Single Out.
It's nuts. He does not look nearly as old as he is.
No, we're going to do The Talking Dead.
So that's my Chris Hardwick impression.
That was pretty. Hi, I'm Chris Hardwick.
That's a way better Chris Hardwick than what Ryan just did.
I was on the Seinfeld thing.
I know. I like it. I like that. I can tell.
Why don't we talk about zombies? I'm Chris Hardwick, Wizard of the Dead.
What's the deal with all these zombies?
I'd watch the fuck out of Seinfeld zombies. Like, I would. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't have a George Costanza.
George, yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't know. It could be, I don't know. It could be a zombie or it could not be a zombie.
More yelling.
I don't know.
That's way what
more
I think about
these brains? Pretty, pretty, pretty good.
I don't want to do it. I'm going to
do it. I don't even know what you're going to do, but do it.
So, Jerry, I'm walking down Central Park, and I look to my left, and there's a zombie, and she's coming for my head, and I'm like, you know, I haven't seen a girl in 2 weeks.
That's actually, I think, pretty fucking good.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Can you do
good.
Serenity Now?
Serenity Now! Oh,
man, George is getting upset.
That's all I got. I can do certain Star Wars characters.
All right, who you got?
Let's do impressions.
Yes.
Let's do it. All right, call him out.
Jawa.
Oh, what? Okay, Jawa.
Okay.
Coyote Mundi.
What the fuck is that? Did you say Coyote Moon?
Coyote Moonbeam.
That's my stripper name. Coyote Moonbeam. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen.
Let's make some noise. Coming to the stage right now, it's Coyote Moonbeam.
Who's got the prettiest kitty? Coyote Moonbeam.
Get those dollars out, boys.
My life is nowhere near where I wanted it to be at this point.
The strip club DJ is my hero, man.
Yeah.
I played a show up in northern Indiana. We went, and sound engineer Andy always goes with me everywhere, and we went to a strip club before the show, and we talked to the dude working the door who was this fat, sweaty dude with a suit on.
Checks out.
Maybe. Yeah, right.
Hey, man, we want to come back later. Can we get, like, a pass? So he gives us these cards for free steak dinners. And he's like, yeah, man, just show these when you come back, and I'll remember and let you in. So, of course, we did. We did not get a free steak dinner at the strip club. Man. I wish we had.
I like to think you had to figure out, do we want the free steak dinner or do we want to get back in to see titties?
I wish it had been like a half-punch Subway card, a McDonald's gift card.
Just shit from his wallet.
Free guitar lesson.
a picture of his daughter. That's it.
Oh, man. But yeah, we totally went back. It was a good time. But did not get free steak dinner. Have you guys ever eaten at a strip club?
No.
I've never been to one that had food. Yeah, me neither.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if this one even really have food or if it was just like, hey, come back, we'll give you free steak. And then they were like, we don't have steak, idiot. There's tits.
Just kidding. We meant we're going to murder you.
Yeah. You are the steak. Surprise.
I got propositioned by a prostitute one time at a strip club.
Really?
Cool.
At your bachelor party, Dave.
Oh, that was a stripper. That was a stripper/prostitute.
I mean, yeah, she was both. Because she told, do you have $500? I'll make all your dreams come true. The most memorable hour of your life. I was like, no.
$500?
$500.
And then, this is not sexual. I mean, I'm not proposing anything sexual. Just make your dreams come true.
Just make your dream. I'm going to get upstairs and take you to college.
You want some Lunesta? I got that.
It turns out they had a whole series of rooms upstairs that each girl would rent out.
Oh, good.
And they would take people upstairs.
No sex in the champagne room.
When?
No.
When you were in Africa, Andre, how much did that prostitute offer you for a blowjob?
Wait, you got offered? You got offered the money?
It was me.
In Africa? But, was it Coney?
No, it was really me. But Andrew and I used to travel a lot for work, and we had to go to Africa. And we were in the African airport in Ghana, but they were doing rebuilding it. So the airport was run out of a tent outside. And next to the snack machine, I went to go just buy a snack. And there was a prostitute lady that was like, "Hey, you know, if you got $10, I'll suck your dick."
You want a G job? What?
Like, I was like, I'm not taking an African blowjob in this fucking airport.
Racist.
Yep. Had you taken it, you would not have been a racist. Now you're forever racist. Until you get a Ghana job, you are a racist.
To be fair, he said in this airport.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We will go to the tent, madam.
Right.
That's the nicest you can get.
Imagine just
airport BJs.
Close your eyes and imagine
a prostitute in a tent airport
in Africa.
Done. I'm there.
Now imagine that lady offering you to blow you
for $10.
Yeah.
Done.
Oh my god. You are absolutely a braver man than I, sir.
And Laura would probably be right there beside me and be like, "Yeah, good job.
Film it.
You're doing good, Ryan. Good job, Ryan."
Come on her whore face.
Don't be a faggot. Fuck the prostitutes.
I don't know her, but your wife sounds awesome.
She's pretty great.
She is pretty fucking cool. I will totally admit. Laura's a pretty cool chick, man. She's pretty all right. So I don't know. I got nothing else, man. You guys are the fucking best. Thank you so much for letting us come down.
I feel like we got the impressions cut short there, Kyle. You did one bad Jawa and you ruined it.
It was an okay Jawa.
I would say it was an okay Jawa.
Give me another one.
You got it.
That was your Jawa.
Do you have a Jawa?
No.
R2-D2.
Man,
R2-D2 is the hardest because he's just...
I've only got Mark.
That's why I said it.
I can't do it.
That sounded like he was running away in Final Fantasy.
The Sand People. Yeah.
Tuscan Raiders.
I don't know if that's good or not. I haven't seen it.
It's good. I'll call it good.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I do want to hear R2-D2 run away again, though.
I can't, man. I'm too dry.
Whistle.
All right, check it out. I'll give you R2-D2 getting shot out of the swamp in Dagobah.
Wow! Yeah, it's hot.
That was very good.
You picked the great time to come in.
That's all I got.
I liked it.
That's my R2-D2 impression I can do.
Tyler, what impressions do you have?
I'm
going to put all you on the spot.
I don't know. Dave, what impressions do I have? I've got a caveman.
Yeah, you got a caveman. It's pretty good.
Caveman.
Yeah. You ready to hear it?
Let's hear nondescript caveman.
Wait, would this caveman know Ayla?
Bubbles? Oh, from Trailer
Probably.
Park
Boys?
All right, all right.
Are you going to talk about
got that corn on trigger? Yeah, I was doing Bubbles last night.
The hell of cocksuckers!
In an uncomfortable sexual context. Come on there, why don't you let me in that pussy?
Who's got your tummy? Bubbles does love the kitties.
Frame the story.
I'll just get under there until you clit a little bit.
That was good.
Ooga.
That was better than
anything. There's my caveman. There you go.
The Bubbles was way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bubbles was great. Yeah.
You didn't hear that on Tadpog? You haven't listened to every episode of Tadpog? You haven't listened to any episodes of Tadpog?
I'm a latecomer. I didn't know of your podcast before Kyle, if I'm being completely honest.
That's fair. I stumbled upon it randomly, and I was like, "Hey, this is the Sonic logo. These guys seem cool."
You didn't want to listen to 30 gigs of audio? What's wrong with you, man?
I know. I feel so ashamed.
It's only listening to like all the Game of Thrones books twice. So.
Sadly, I've been here since Uniracers, dogs.
No shit.
Damn.
I love that.
Damn.
There was a rant, like, I got an iPod, and I was like, "Huh, I wonder if there's people that talk about video games on podcasts."
Kind of.
Oh, look at these guys. Yeah. I stuck around. I started for the video games. I stuck around for the awkward sexual stories.
Wow. We need more of those.
You guys haven't done one for a long time.
I know. It's because we're
you're kind of out.
We're
out.
Tapped out.
I get it tapped out.
Well, awkward sex story. Sex with my wife. Yeah.
Unless we put
waka.
Unless we put our marriages in extreme jeopardy.
Uh-huh.
We're out.
All right, I'll tell.
I feel like I could be very open about my sexual life with my wife.
And do it. Do it. Then I'll tell an awkward sex one, and we'll close it out.
I love it.
Well, I don't have a story to go with.
I've got my perfect story that I kind of been saving for this Tadpog episode.
What?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. So I was gonna open it, but I'm gonna go for it. All right. So
excellent.
I've hinted at it before. It's the Chi-Chi's story.
Do you know Chi-Chi's?
Like the Mexican restaurant Chi-Chi's?
So okay. Hartman knows this because I've actually still told this story when I do stand-up comedy, too. It's one of my go-to bits.
Does it involve the butt?
No.
Surprising. Let's continue.
He was a late bloomer, remember?
All right. We covered this. I was 17, and I had taken my girlfriend at the time to the Chi-Chi's restaurant for our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
After the dinner, we're driving home. And she offers to give me my second blowjob of my entire life. So
did she also phrase it that way?
No,
would you like the second blowjob?
She had known I had had one before. Not from her, though. No.
Okay.
She's like, do you want me to blow you? And I was like, absolutely, yes. I'm a 17-year-old man.
Ooh, gross. No.
So she's going to town. She's doing her work. And this is my first roadhead I've ever had. It's the first time I'm driving a car. So I lose concentration, and I drift over into the rumble strips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This scares her, and she jerks her head off, and in the process scrapes her teeth.
Yeah.
And
this is why I won't do it.
Leaves a wound.
Really?
I'm not bleeding, but there's definitely...
Skin is gone.
There's skin broken. And so it kind of put a sour on the evening. We finished driving home.
Did you come or what?
I did not come.
Surprisingly, through the wound.
So
it leaked out the sides.
But we get back to her place, right? And so we're sitting there and we're hanging out. And she's like, so do you want me to try again? Again, I'm a 17-year-old man. I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do it. So she's going again. She's going down on me and things are going really well. And this time I do come. And the instant I come, I thrust my penis into her throat and she throws up. The Chi-Chi's dinner I had just bought for her all over my dick. This Chi-Chi's dinner is ground up Mexican food and jalapenos, which in turn then burned the cut that I have established on my penis member. So I'm sitting there in extreme agony.
Hey, that was expensive.
And I have throw up all over my dick, which is a mix of ground beef and my semen.
That's what I call my dick, ground beef and semen.
And then
that's good. As your semen advisor, I appreciate it.
Okay, I was hoping. Yeah,
All took place in her mother's living room. And I think still to this day, unless they've changed the carpet, there's still a stain from the ground beef.
Nice.
On that carpet.
Nice.
So that's my penis burning ejaculate
that's
story.
Good.
That's a really good one.
An amateur.
I've got a
one thrust throw up.
Yeah, I know.
I got a poop pants story too.
You have a poop pants? Would you like to do that now?
Why not, man?
Should. I've not lived life like you have, apparently.
Yeah. So
continue.
With a different girl, I had a problem where, like, every time that I would come, I would get this really weird headache.
Yeah.
And so I went to see a doctor about it, and she sent me to get a CAT scan.
Ooh.
When you get a CAT scan, they give you this stuff to drink. It's like a chalk, so they can see all the stuff
dies
in your head.
Right.
And they're like, hey, so, you know, just be sure to go to the bathroom after this because it's going to make you go, and I'm assuming that it's going to make you pee. I went before work one day, and I worked at a different city from where I lived. So after this whole thing, I'm driving up, and I have to get gas. And so I pull into the gas station, and I'm filling up my tank, and I have $5 in my pocket. So I'm just, you know, sitting there watching it, and I'm like, oh, man, I have to fart. So I go to fart. Immediately shit myself at this gas station, and I'm wearing shorts, and it falls out onto my shoes, and I'm fucking super, I'm in shock, and I'm just looking, I'm like, oh my God, I just shit myself, and I look down, and then I look up, and I realize I've put $10 in my gas tank. I don't have money to cover this. So
you gotta cut and run, man.
Well, I don't. What I do is I call my mom, and I'm like, Mom, I just shit myself.
She's like, again.
And I'm at this gas station, and I need you to bring me money and clothes.
I'm tired of paying for your gas, Kyle. Stop shitting yourself.
So
this gas shit excuse is gone by too many times.
It's a two-year con. You just shit yourself every time you pump gas.
So my mom, I sit there and wait for like 15 minutes for my mom to come. I don't dare sit in my car
because
I have shit in my pants. So I just stand there like a weirdo next to my car for 15 to 20 minutes. Then my mom brings me clothes and a trash bag, which I try to nonchalantly walk into this fucking gas station into their bathroom with. change it, shove it in, pay with the money she gives me, and I turn around and leave, and I call into work. I'm like, I'm not coming in today. I'm going home. And I went home and played some game, I'm sure. But that's my pants shitting story. Not as good as shitting the bed.
Yeah. Like you have done. Oh, man, that bed was that true, was done.
Man.
It was done. It was done. Did you get a new mattress?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. You got to. No, you absolutely. Really got to. Yeah, you have to.
No, so. It lived. Yeah. That bed was no more.
What about you, Ryan? You got any weird shit you've done? Pooped or peed your pants in public? You ever had throw up on your dick?
I've never had throw up on my dick.
Damn. You haven't lived, man.
I may have thrown
that
up
sweet,
on my
sweet
own
burn.
Dick.
You threw up on your own dick?
I've thrown up on my own dick before, but that's
was your dick
up.
Out or just like
choking on how big it was. You know, I'm sucking my own dick and I go too far and throw up on it.
I hate it when that happens.
Like, I had that experimental rib removal procedure. You know, like,
spoilers.
Oh, man.
Spoilers. Ryan is actually Marilyn Manson.
I am. No, I got a bottle of the gin and juice, right? Like a fifth of gin and juice. And I was like, it's already mixed, whatever. So I can just drink it like it's fine. So I went through like a whole fifth in like 30 minutes.
Oh my God. Nice.
Yeah. Big mistake. Like I just felt like a rumbling. I was like, this isn't good. I put my hands in my face and immediately just started spewing. And I remember like seeing my hands and like there was a stream left and there was a stream right. And I'm like running to the bathroom.
And like then, an like, SNL style.
It was. I blacked out. Next thing I know, I wake up. It's the morning the next day. I am completely naked on the floor. There is blue everywhere. I have blue all on my naked body.
You blew yourself.
There is. I blew myself. I, Tobias PK, blew myself. I open the door. There's blue tracks throughout the entire apartment. From, like, the couch I was sitting on all the way to the bedroom, just blue everywhere.
So it is like an episode of Arrested Development.
Yeah, except it was vomit, and I don't remember.
The vomit was blue?
It was because the gin and juice.
Gin and juice?
Yeah, it was, like, straight blue.
Wow.
So I puked blue everywhere. That was a bitch to clean up.
That sounds like a bad decision at an alcohol distillery, where it's like, should we make this easy to clean up? Nope, just fucking stay.
More die! Yeah. More die! I don't know. There's that. I could also say, like, all right, so.
I like this.
This, all right.
Already, I like
I'm
this.
I'm sorry, Laura.
There we go.
Love it. What endeared her to me was the first time we had sex was, I was kind of sick.
She fucked me.
Yeah, that would do it.
She had
me.
Sex with me.
For sure.
I was kind of sick. She was, like, being my caretaker.
Uh-huh.
And we were watching, I think, Breakfast at Tiffany's or something.
I've got 105-degree fever, but maybe let me in that ass, girl.
We're having sex. And, like, as I'm about to finish, like, it's coming. And then, like, a fart. Like, a long, long, just bad fart comes out of my butt. And it's just like... as, like, I release... That's the end. And I'm just like, oh my God. Oh my God. I turn over and then Laura's just like, oh, and she felt like, she was like, I felt so bad for you. Like you were like a dying puppy. And it's like, I don't know if like I was into you, but like after that, like I was super into you because you were just so like sad.
Like a puppy
so
dying
sad.
Inside me.
Laura's got some fucked up fetishes, man. I just gotta say, dude. She's into sad farting dudes, man. And I will also say, I maybe got a chance.
I think you do.
Yeah.
I think you do.
As a sad farting dude, I might come in. I got an in. That's all I'm saying. No, all right. I'm done. Thank you guys so fucking much, man.
I'm glad we could lend our expertise on The Wizard today.
This is the best episode on a movie breakdown we've ever had. Uh-huh. We got really in depth on it. So.
Yeah, I feel like, we covered it all.
Tyler, you're the greatest. Dave, you're also the greatest.
Thanks. A puss out.
No.
Tyler, you're the greatest.
No, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
We're the greatest.
Yeah. 9 out of 10. 5 out of 10.
We're a step above. But that's okay. Mm-hmm. But you guys are the greatest. Did I ruin it? Maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
That was cocky.
Thank you. I agreed. You heard me. I was like, uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You've got me.
As drunkenly as I am, this was kind of a weird dream. You guys were my big inspiration for starting this show, so you guys were also a big help. I reached out to Dave. He helped me get this thing really rolling, so thank you guys so much, man.
Yeah,
I can't wait to listen to more. And, Dave, would you please tell the audience what they can do?
They can go fuck themselves.
There we go. Thank That's you guys. What I was looking for. Eat shit, ooh. And you can all come on our whore faces. Thank you guys.
Hi, this is Ryan, and if you liked what you just saw or listened to, please check us out at experiencegrind.com. Find us on facebook.com/experiencegrind, at Twitter, over at twitter.com/expgrindpodcast, where Kyle's tweeting out a lot of stuff all the time. And then you can always find us, our podcast, on iTunes, Stitcher, Twitch, or even on YouTube. Find us, just search Experience Grind Podcast. We don't have a channel yet. Stuff super easy to find. But please subscribe. We'll get there to you, make it even easier. And as always, if you like what you saw, we cover mini games and episodes every week. There's sure to be something you love. And as always, grind out.